What we want to do today is we are going to focus on our School of Kingdom Ministry. Yeah. So that has been taking place since September, and they've been meeting every Tuesday evening since September up until now, and they've graduated the class. So this is a fantastic class. This is our third one. We will continue to do this because if you want to learn kingdom values, the way I think Jesus taught them to his disciples, this is a class to take. So what I want to do is welcome Rachel Reynolds up today. She is one of the leaders who oversee that class. So she's going to speak with us for a little bit.
Yay, thank you. Well, thanks for having me, guys. I just have to say it has been such an honor and a privilege to be able to help lead and teach SOCM. It was honestly life-changing, not only for the students and the leaders, but for me as well. I learned so much and gained so much just understanding just simply from doing the course and leading it. I had pretty fantastic leaders underneath me, which you guys are going to meet a little bit later. But I kind of want to just give you guys a synopsis of what this entailed. But first, you know, in the Bible, God was amazing. He brought Jesus down to earth. And Jesus did his teachings, did his ministry. And when he was done and getting ready to ascend up to heaven, in Matthew 28, he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them the commandments that I have given you. Teach them everything I actually taught you." And then in another passage in Matthew 10, he said, "The kingdom of heaven is near," or "the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So how far can your hand stretch from your body? About here. So that tells me right now that the kingdom of heaven is as far away as my hand. It means it's all around us, it's surrounding us. So he says, "The kingdom of heaven is near," and he says, "Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." So if we think about this for a second, Jesus is perfect theology, okay? Jesus is the perfect theology of what we should base our life off of. So if he healed the sick, we should be healing the sick. If he raised the dead, we should be raising the dead. If he cleansed the leper, we should be cleansing the leper. If he cast out demons, we should be casting out demons. If he made disciples of all nations, we should be making disciples of all nations, right? But sometimes we just kind of don't know what that looks like. We don't have a grid for that. We're not totally sure if, you know, like how to do that, maybe even. So SOCM is an incredible way to kind of just get the basic foundation and then go deeper with God. So this class, these students, God bless them, they had to endure some really challenging things, challenging concepts, challenging activations, challenging teachings, and their theology was messed with a little bit because you don't know what you don't know. So you think you go through this class knowing, like, I'm a Christian, I go to church, and you kind of just check that off your box. Not everybody, but a lot of times, unfortunately, if you go to church, it's kind of like check off the box. You live your life the rest of the week however you live it. Well, this class kind of walks you through what is kingdom lifestyle. So in the beginning, it talks about worldview. So these students learned what views do they see the world through? How do they see the world through their eyes? So worldviews is seen through experience, through relationships. You see the world a certain way because of how you live throughout the world. So we walk you through worldviews, but then we take you through kingdom theology. Now, kingdom theology is this. Simple things. Is it God's will to always heal? Yes, it is. But we're going to take you deeper into why that is. As you learn through kingdom theology, which you start to recognize your worldviews, what your experiences may not always match up to what the kingdom theology is. So how do we get you there? Well, that's a great question. So the next thing they learn is Holy Spirit. They learn that it's a he, not an it, and they learn what he does. He is the helper. He comes in and he fills you up. He rests on top of you and he helps you and walks you through this process of life. How to bring the kingdom that's at hand into the world we live in right now. Because it's here, we just gotta grab it and bring it down. So they learned about Holy Spirit. They walked through who Holy Spirit is and what he does. Well, after Holy Spirit and after kingdom theology, you got to know who you are. You got to understand who you are and whose you are. So this class, these students actually learned identity. They learned not only that they were sons and daughters of the Most High, but they learned their authority on earth. And we took them through that to a deeper level. They learned that they actually have the chance to take dominion of the land. And what does that actually look like? And then they learned relationship. They learned intimacy with God during this class. So now they have the basic foundation. So at the end of the quarter, we finished it off with relationship. We learned how to do relationship with excellence. And we learned how to do relationship while keeping our love on. It looks totally different. So their first semester was all of those combined. So at the very beginning of this course, these students had God come in and start speaking to them. Some of them heard God for their very own life for the very first time. Some of them never heard God speak to them personally or say a word to them or encourage them and strengthen and comfort them. Some of them never prophesied before, and they learned how to do that in this class. Some of them never ever got to give a word of knowledge until this class. So that was just the first semester. They walked through this whole foundational basis of how to live the kingdom lifestyle. Well, second semester, I think, was like the most pivotal point in the class because now they have the basic foundations of what Christianity looks like. So we got to go deeper. So second semester, we actually took them through with Putty Putman is the teacher of the class as well as like the leaders and I, we do activations. So second semester, now that they have these concepts of how to pray for the sick, essentially in a basic nutshell, how to prophesy, how to hear the Lord, how to do words of knowledge, who they are, whose they are, who the Holy Spirit is, what is the actual will of God. Now that they have that concept, the second semester launched them into power evangelism. How to actually partner with power to go and make disciples of all nations. So they got to walk through that, and they realized, I just want to encourage you guys, if you go to Walmart, that is a great place to evangelize, because how many nations are actually in Walmart? Lots. They literally have all kinds of nations there. So when it says go to the nations, you could actually go to Walmart. But the class did. They went to Walmart, and they did power evangelism there. Not only are they taking it to Walmart, they're taking it to their workplaces. Not only are they taking it to their workplaces, but these students were taking it to their families. They were taking it outside the walls of this church. They were learning that Jesus actually never really went to church. We do that. They learned instead that their lifestyle is what Jesus did. So they learned power evangelism. Well, we went deeper then into prophecy. We learned about prophecy, the concept of prophecy, what it means to foretell the future, and what it means to forthtell the future. One is speaking things into existence. The other is calling things forth to right now. They learned the concept of that. So they started speaking and declaring things that were to come into the now. They were seeing their lives transformed, and it was Jesus that was doing all of it. So then, we decided to end out the quarter with healing, which we kind of touched on a little bit in the beginning, but this was an intense training on healing. There was people in the class that had never seen somebody healed before in their life. That completely changed. Some people got to start praying for people outside the walls of the church and seeing them healed. They were seeing them saved. They were seeing them delivered. And on top of the healing, it wasn't just physical. They were seeing inner healing. We got to learn inner healing. What does that mean? If you have depression, if you have anxiety, if you have fear, if you have bipolar disorder, guess what? They now have training to sit down with you and take Jesus with them and walk you through healing in those. It's incredible the things these students got to learn in this class. And it's incredible to see the transformation from the very beginning of the semester, where some of them were kind of timid. Some of them were like, I'm not really sure about this whole dead raising thing. To now they're like, bring it on, dead. Bring it on, sick people. You have cancer, let's go after that right now. You have depression, let's go after that right now. What, you don't know Jesus, let's go after that right now. So those great commissions I said in the very beginning, go and make disciples of all nations. Or heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons. All of those things are no longer this foreign concept to them, but now they're like, I'm bringing this into this world. I'm not leaving this world without bringing all these people with me. It has completely transformed them. It's absolutely incredible. So I know as a leader, seeing them walk through this was transformational to me. God spoke to me in new ways this class. God had to really help me with just leading the team, leading the class, leading activations. You know, every activation we did was Spirit-led. Every activation was prayed about and sought after and asked Holy Spirit what to do and why we're doing it. Everything we did was biblical. Every single thing we did in the class was biblically based. It totally transforms you when you actually take the Bible and start living it out. We were living the book of Acts right now. So if I just want to encourage you, if you want to see those things transpire in your life, talk to our SOCM graduates. Talk to the leaders in your church. Take the class. It will completely transform you. So with that being said, I actually have a couple students who are graduating, which I'm really excited about. I asked them if they would be willing to share a little bit of how God totally changed them during this course. So if I could have Lauren and Paul Rudder come forward. Hi, guys. Now, I just want to start out with, have you guys ever taken this course before?
No. Nope.
No. Okay. And so, Lauren, I assume since you have the microphone, we're going to go with you first. So I just kind of want to know, like, when you started this course to where you are right now, just what are some things that you've maybe seen in your life personally or what you have experienced that was different or what's going on?
Thank you, Rachel, for the opportunity. Good morning, church. I am so excited to be here, but I'm so nervous. So hang on. help me, Holy Spirit. Can I just say a little bit more about stuff? Okay.
Sure.
Help me, Holy Spirit. I have to say, I love Vineyard Community Church. We started attending here last June, and we have been at a different Vineyard church. And from the moment we pulled into the parking lot, you all have been some of the most loving and generous people we have ever had the privilege of knowing. So thank you, church. You are a special church. God is doing amazing things here. I want to tell you, I have been walking with Jesus since I was 17. And I am so thankful for the amazing opportunities that I have had to grow in my Christian faith and in my walk. But nothing could really compare to what we went through these last 26 weeks. I remember Pastor Dave introducing the class last summer, and he was saying how it had changed his life. And he had just took it just a few years ago, and I thought, Pastor Dave's been doing this a while. And if it's changed his life, I should look into this. And I am so, so incredibly thankful that I did. Rachel, you set the stage perfectly. Vineyard Church is so, they love to say things like, we want, everyone gets to play. And I know Pastor Davis said that before. Do you remember Pastor Dave saying, you know, in Vineyard Church, everyone gets to play? And I always thought, wow, that's great. But, oh, I'm so frustrated because I feel like I'm on the bench watching the game being played. People are getting healed. People are giving prophecies. People are giving words of knowledge. I don't know how to do that. Boy, I hope nobody calls on me because I will not know what to do. And so I went from watching the game being played and just truly desiring to be out there but not knowing how to get there to now, after the School of Kingdom Ministry class, I'm jumping off the bench and I'm saying, put me in, coach. I want to play.
Come on.
So I am so, so thankful for the opportunity and to have done this with my husband. We have both grown so much spiritually, in our marriage, in our friendship, with our family. I have to tell you, my 10-year-old, just this past Thursday, we've been teaching these truths to our four boys. Even our 2-year-old likes to lay hands on people and pray for them
Come
when
on.
They know they have an owie. But my 10-year-old, he has a classmate that has a broken toe and has been in a lot of pain. So this past Thursday, he went up to the young man and said, can I pray for you? And the boy looked at him and just went, okay. So Davis prayed, and he prayed with authority over that broken toe. And when he got done, the young man's just looking at him. He said, wow, thank you.
Wow.
And I'm so thankful for those opportunities that we've had. I think I'm supposed to give a testimony, right? Right? I know I'm covering a lot of ground. I'm sorry. Lots of words. So excited. I generally am an introverted person. I really am. But when you get me talking about the School of Kingdom Ministry and what God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus are doing, lots of words. So thank you.
So good.
Yes, it was an incredible class. It was very stretching. But I think the time, I remember it well. It was February 27th. We had had an incredible class. We had guest speakers in, and they had prayed for us. They had taught us about healing and prophecy. It was incredible. I remember Paul and I got in the car. We both looked at each other, and we said the exact same thing. We said, Laura. And what that meant was, at home watching our boys so we could attend the class was our babysitter. She's a darling girl. She's 14. She's our neighbor. We love her dearly. Right about 2 days before Thanksgiving, she fell down the stairs at her house and really messed up her ankle. And she had been to the doctor, x-rays, been to physical therapy for several months, and was getting no relief. She had done some tendon and ligament damage, had lost sensation in parts of her foot, was not getting anywhere. And she was just really discouraged and in a lot of pain. So when Paul and I got in the car that night, we just had this amazing teaching and prayer about healing. And we went home, we're praying for Laura. So we walk in the door, and we're like, Laura, we really believe God wants to heal you. And we want to pray for you tonight. Can we do that? And she's always a doll. She said, sure. So we sat down with her and I placed my hand on her foot. And we started to pray and take authority over the pain. And we'd stop and we'd ask her, how's the pain now? And she said, well, it's starting to get better. And we prayed again. And she started to get sensation back in an area of her foot that the nerve damage had taken away the sensation in parts of her foot. And she started to get some tingling back in that area that she hadn't felt since about Thanksgiving. So we kept praying and kept praying. And the pain started to minimize. But at this point, we also had to get her home. There was school the next day, so we prayed and just, we believed in the healing, and she went home, and the next day, I couldn't wait to talk to her. She said, Lauren, guess what? I said, what? She said, when I got up the next morning, I put my foot on the ground, and I'm usually in excruciating pain. She said, there was no pain.
Yes.
This had been months.
So
months worth. So she said, no pain, and she said she went throughout the day, and she said every now and then if she would get a little tinge, we had instructed her to just continue to give praise to Jesus for the healing. She said, and the pain would go away, and the pain left. In fact, that day she didn't realize it, but she was running on the ankle.
Come on.
She was running, and then okay. She realized, I'm running. And so we were just so thankful for that. But then just a couple days after that, she was over at our house hanging out again. And she was telling me a funny story how her right finger, she can't bend it. And she hasn't been able to for years. She doesn't know what she did. And she said that she has to have her friends open the ketchup packets at school and how funny that was. And I said, well, Laura, can we pray about that? And she said, sure. So it was stiff like this. She could not bend it any farther down. So we prayed and it went just a little bit. And we prayed three or four times, and each time it went a little bit more. And in the end, she was able to do
yes.
this, which she hadn't been able to do in years.
Awesome.
And it's just stories like that encouraged me in my walk, and I hope they encourage you as well. Thanks. Big breath.
Okay. Yeah, that's really fine. Do you have a testimony?
I do. Yes, so just to follow up on what Lauren was saying. The School Kingdom Ministry has been amazing for us. It's been really life-changing, really taught us to step out in confidence and authority. And the Bible gives us great truths and great promises. You know, you think about Isaiah 53, where, you know, Jesus, he bore our sicknesses. He died. His wounds bring our healing. And you think about John 14, 12 through 14, where he commands us to go and do the things that he's been doing, that he's going to be with us. And so just giving us the courage to step out in that. And knowing Jesus' heart, that he always wants to heal. I'm sure that, like me, probably most of you have prayed for someone and not seen the healing you hoped for. For me, it was a big one was my mom. She died of cancer when I was 18. And, you know, can't pray any harder for someone than you would for your mom, and it's really disappointing when you don't see the healing come. But through this class, it's really freed me up to step out in faith in some of those things. So one of the things that's been really neat that I've got to witness is a coworker at work. She has a degenerative eye condition called uveitis, and she's had it for 11 years. to the point where she's, over the past year, missed a lot of work because she just couldn't see. In fact, even earlier this year, she missed, I think, 6 weeks straight because she was having such double vision. I mean, the doctors were, they didn't know what to do. They were at the end of their rope. They were so desperate, they even took the lens out of her right eye. So after this class in February, that was just, I was like, I got to pray for her. Her name is Roslyn. We call her Roz. So she's a Christian, but I think she was a little, you know, unsure about this, but she was a good sport and let me pray for her. And so she went from, you know, just basically couldn't see at all, double vision, a lot of scar tissue, a lot of inflammation. We started praying. Next time she went back to her eye doctor, he looks in her eyes and he just starts saying, he's not a Christian, he starts saying, Jesus, Jesus. I don't think he meant it quite how we would mean it, but I mean, the inflammation was almost completely gone. The scar tissue was mostly gone. Her vision actually improved.
Yeah.
And so her, you know, when, if you've ever been in the eye doctor, when they dilate your eyes and they shine a bright light in your eyes, her eyes hadn't responded to the light in 8 years. 8 years. And for the first time in 8 years, her eyes responded to the light.
Oh my gosh, so amazing.
So,
yay.
So she's not completely healed yet, but she's, I mean, for 11 years she was going down like this, and she was, I mean, we had had some talks before this over the past year or so. I mean, she was really scared about going blind and was really focused on trying to just give God the glory through all that, but I think God's really opened her eyes to the possibility of more, and so she's had 3 appointments since we started praying. Matter of fact, she had one on Thursday, and her doctor was calling her eyes beautiful and gorgeous.
Wow.
So, we're praying that she'll get that lens back.
Yeah.
But she's made a lot of progress, so it's exciting.
Awesome. Well, let's give them a hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, guys. Love you. Sorry.
That's just a couple stories. You know, and I've seen what this class can do. Some of the other things that we see as a staff here and I get to be a witness to is when this class takes place, it just seems like there's a wave of the Holy Spirit's presence here in the church. You know, whether you're in the class or not, you're sensing it and you're feeling it and you're experiencing it. But this class does teach you how to do exactly that. And the guy who runs the class or who founded it, Putty Putman, is just, I mean, he is fantastic in just teaching the scriptures in a way that you can understand it. So like Lauren was saying, she's been a Christian for years, but was watching everybody else do this stuff. Putty can break down the scriptures and teach you how to do it so that you understand it. Amen? All right, so we're going to close out in some worship. And the Stockholm students, you guys want to come down here. Any of those words, any prayer, or I had a word too. Like, you're like, man, everybody gets something but me. Mm-hmm. If that's you, I want to pray for you. If you feel like, why does everybody else get called out? I never get called out. I want to pray for you because the Lord sees you too. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to close with one more song. We're going to do some ministry time here. There's food in the back. If you just want some food, go for that. But hang out. Let's see what the Lord has.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress, you are my portion, you are my hiding place. I believe through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress. You are my portion. You are my hiding place. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe through every blessing, through every promise, through every breath I take, I believe that you are provider, you are protector, you are the one I love. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are. I believe you are. I believe you are. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come too, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay long when I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, the life. high.